about to go somewhere odd now. Time's horizon, elevation starts to drop down. A little secret, don't kiss and tell, you're so bad. I'll probably see you in hell. Welcome to hell, baby. This is podcast hell.
You are the reason that I have a D. I've been deplatformed on YouTube because of you.
What?
Do not repeat what you said on that episode.
No.
Yeah, but YouTube took it off.
And they was took like, that whole episode
it's a strike
off?
On my account.
Really?
Yeah, because they thought it like what you were saying was real.
Holy shit!
I know. So dumb. And like, wow. I appealed it. I was like, it's a fucking joke,
dude. But it was a something that conspiracy that happened years ago that I thought was a real thing.
Yes.
Wow.
But it got fucking fully taken down.
No shit.
Yeah. I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I think it was funny.
I didn't know that because we did
well,
that.
Well, now what I started doing is like, in case someone comes on my podcast and starts being like, you know, the fucking, you know, the boogeyman is real and or starts saying fun
Doesn't
shit.
Doesn't YouTube let you cut it out though?
What do you mean?
Like YouTube, like if you have like, say you like you're playing Bruce Springsteen or something and it'll be like, oh, flagged music.
Yeah.
It gives you the option to trim, mute or cut or something like that.
No.
For they were just like
you cannot say this stuff. I was like, I think we're like joking around, like it's not serious. Yeah. Cuz they tell you where to go and they're like right here. And the part that they flagged is like an insane, like it's not a real thing that we think.
Yeah.
I'm not going to repeat it cuz
we don't have
that.
To. Yeah.
But
cuz I didn't know if it was or
but
not
here's what
either.
You can do. If you're listening to this and you want to know what Mike said to get me my first YouTube strike, go on Rumble and type in Eric Helwig. And I posted, like, this is the canceled YouTube episode. I, like, started my Rumble account with your canceled episode.
Do you have thousands of followers on Rumble?
No, I have, like, fucking 2 followers on Rumble. Right. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit. Because I'm not...
But those 2 followers are like, we need to get Eric back on YouTube.
No, on Rumble, it's just... It's funny. You go over to Rumble, it's like the competition's very different. Like, on YouTube, you're competing with, like... fucking 15-year-olds twerking and trying not to vomit. And then if you go to Rumble, it's like me and like Donald Trump Jr. Like that's the competition over there.
You can stitch with him or whatever.
Yeah, like it's just a wild. I mean, I'm like I'm having fun over there. Like I'm just the thing I do is I just post unedited episodes.
Oh, gotcha.
And I don't really edit too much out of this.
So wait, is Rumble like a there was the Clapper one too. Is it like short form stuff or you could put like...
You can put everything on there.
You could put like an hour episode on there. So it's actually like a YouTube.
It's like conservative YouTube.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So you can just...
Because my buddy just told me, I just found out about it. I downloaded the app for it. So I was like, oh, it's just another like TikTok thing or something like that.
No, it's like YouTube.
Oh, wow.
But I post shorts and everything.
No way.
Over there.
So that buddy that told me, I didn't know he's been a Trump guy the entire time. That's why he's like, you're not on Rumble?
I mean, so what if he was a Trump guy?
No,
then you'd have a Trump friend.
No, I didn't.
Your whole fucking family.
Dude,
probably.
I'm from Jersey. I have a lot of Trump friends.
Are you kidding
me?
Crushing it there.
They said that it's funny because the people send me reels out here. They'll send me the exact opposite of like the reels, like out of context and shit.
Yeah.
Too.
It's how you know we live in LA. We're like, you know, a Trump guy? Like you he's about Trumper. To be the fucking president.
Like, no, don't say that. YouTube flag it.
No. I'm not saying whatever. We don't gotta talk about this shit. When did you pass out?
Oh,
do I know about this?
I have a thing. Dude, I used to pass out a lot.
Like how often?
Like the first time it ever happened to me, I guess it was like I like overheat a lot. Like I don't do good in heat. Which I guess a lot of people are like that way, but like I remember I was down the
board. That's why you moved from the East Coast to the desert.
I might pass out at this podcast. you just try to just fucking drop.
I drew the shades for you.
Thanks, man.
Try to cool off the room a little bit.
Cool it off a little
bit. Why are you wearing a fucking hoodie?
I don't know. I didn't know it was going to be hot again. Sorry. Dude, last night I got home, it was like 47 degrees outside.
Yeah.
You know? That's what's the thing about LA, baby. It goes from like 80 to 40. Which is what my followers go from every single time I say something conspiracy-wise.
you're passing out.
So I had a thing where, like, I remember passing out for the first time in, like, Atlantic City. I was on the boardwalk. But it was, like, I was on, like, 2 hours of sleep, which is a factor of, like, being passing out because your body wants to, like, shut down. You're not, your lack of sleep. But then I was at work one time at the casino, which was I was a really great, I could have, like, maybe like not died, but become paralyzed. So like I was
How
sick.
Did you become paralyzed? Like, you falling?
Well, this guy, John, the floor person, the manager, caught me, but I was falling back and about to hit my head on the pit stand.
Ooh.
So that would have been, like, yeah. I would have fucking, like, if I would have hit a certain angle, like, concussion or fucking, like, you know, you hit the back of your neck some way, like, some freak accident it's fucking thing.
Like, whenever people are, like, trying to be badasses in fights, and it's like, dude, you hit somebody and they go back onto cement, you'll yeah. fucking kill them.
Did you ever see that boxer that got, I don't know his name, but I remember seeing like some video of it. Like he was like a young, like 23-year-old boxer or something. And he got in some fight and he got hit like at some weird angle on his temple. And like he went to sleep, he woke up the next day, couldn't fucking, like he was just paralyzed.
Oh man.
Now he's like straight up, like he can't even fucking move. He got like cerebral palsy, like
he's like fucking,
he's just fucked up. It was like a slow decline just because he got hit like
he got Lou
in the neck or some shit. I think it was like an illegal move where like they hit him at a certain angle or some shit
in a fight,
in a legit like UFC fucking fight. Yeah,
and my brother always tells me that like UFC fights are safer than boxing, but then like smash cut to someone like hammer punching someone's head into the ground 8 times. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly.
This is so much worse.
It's not safe.
He's like, no. It's much worse in boxing because they only hit you in the head. I'm like, yeah, if someone does this and then takes a break to kick you in the nuts and then goes back.
Yeah, their feet don't have pads on them.
It's still bad.
I mean, they kind of do, I guess, some of them, but like, you're still getting like the bottom of your foot ledged into your fucking neck.
Fucking wrecked.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like full. It's like, this is what happens. Like, you know, if we go without meals for, like, if we miss 9 meals, we start fighting like that in the street.
Yeah.
Like, you'll see a bunch of, like, really bad UFC fighting over, like, the resources we have, which will really only be to survive an
extra
week.
Ultimate foodie championship or something like that. You know what I mean?
I know. Sorry. We were talking about you passing out. Go back
to passing. So that was the first time it ever happened to me where, like, I was kind of sick and I kept, like, blowing my nose a lot. So what happened was my heart rate and blood pressure went down all at the same time. So, like, everything turned fucking white on me. And I was on a live, like, pie-gal table. So I was standing up. And I just remember, like, calling from my floor. And I was like, John, woke up on the fucking ground. So he said, what happened was I fell completely back. And he fucking caught me and lowered me to the ground. So when I went to the doctor, he said it was a thing called vasovagal, which is what, like, when you overheat, your body, heart rate, blood pressure goes down all at the same time. And it never happened to me for years. And then like recently, like I was at work like 2 years ago and same thing. I passed out on a fucking, like, I just felt really hot and like passed out on a fucking game, but I was sitting down already. So it was just like, everything was like getting that way. And then it happened again where I found out like I was just dehydrated because like my doctor, like I took a blood test like a week before that. My whatever fucking levels were low, which means I was dehydrated. But lack of sleep, you're fucking hopped up on coffee and like energy drinks or whatever. You're dehydrating yourself.
Yeah.
So the most recent one was, it was that. And then I was really just kind of like getting a lot of sleep and, you know, trying to like stay hydrated with liquid IV, which is great to get hydration for you. But just back in August, a couple months ago, I passed out on a fucking plane with a med. We were going to Texas.
Whoa.
And I was on like 2 hours of sleep. Same thing. I was like, I didn't sleep because I don't like to sleep on plane. Like, I don't like to sleep before I go on a plane. That's like a long flight.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, fuck it. I'll just sleep and get it over with, you know, but I can't do that anymore because now like I got on the plane and I might've took like an hour nap or whatever. And I wake up and I just couldn't fucking breathe. And I just felt really hot. And like my stomach was like bubbling and shit. So I tap a med to like go to the bathroom, and on the way to the bathroom, I fucking passed out in the fucking aisle. Dude, I woke, like, I didn't even feel anything. I woke up, I was on the ground, everyone's laying over me, and all I hear is Ahmed being like, that's my friend, that's my friend. And he's like over top of me, he's like, Mike, you all right? I was like, And then there was like some like Marine that was on there that got me like oxygen and stuff, like, and was just like, I was, you know, breathing the oxygen. Funny thing about that story was, We were running late for the plane, and the last aisle that was open was the emergency exit. So we were sitting there, and after all that stuff happened, everybody was checking on me and giving me juices and stuff. And then the flight attendant comes back, and she's like, are you feeling better? I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. Like, they took the oxygen away from me and stuff. And she's like, so I hate to do this, but you're in the emergency aisle, so like you're not really able to help anybody.
Yeah.
We're going to have to move you. And I was like, oh, I'm finally getting first class. And they're like, actually, you got to go to the back of the plane. So I ended up going in the back with the Marine guy that like saved my life. Yeah. So he was like telling me, he's like, you know, sometimes the pressure will get you and all that stuff. So it was all the heart rate, blood pressure shit, man.
God damn.
Yeah, dude.
So you just got to like sleep and drink a lot of water and
that,
you'll be all right.
And also people that have like the vasovagal, not that I'm like, you know, I'm like vasovagal, you got to spread awareness for it.
Yeah.
It's just like some triggers of it is like me getting really hot. So if I'm like really fucking hot, it could be like kind of like a thing where it's like my body's like, we're getting fucking hot. Let's shut it down.
How do you work out?
I don't. You, oh, there you can go. Tell.
That's the solution.
No,
that.
I think it's different if like I'm still like drinking water and actually like controlling myself. But if it's like, you know, you're kind of like, I mean, planes are always fucking hot as fuck too, man. You got that little fucking fucking piss air fucking blowing down on you. It's hot as shit. You know?
Yeah, dude. Well, that's wild. I'm glad you're on top of it.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
I passed out. When, I talked about it on my last podcast. I passed out once, and it was very dangerous when I fell downstairs.
Oh, fuck.
I climbed to the top of stairs, got to the top, passed out. When I woke up, I was back down at the bottom. They were like metal outdoor stairs in the New York subway station, the Broadway stop.
Dude.
So I was, and I like, and I remember like waking up and people were like,
was anybody around? Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was like rush hour. Like, oh,
holy shit.
It was like New Yorkers being like, you okay? You're and like, get the fuck out of the way. Like moving me while also being kind, but not that nice.
Yeah.
Fuck
dude.
It was wild.
You didn't hit your head or anything, like God forbid.
I don't think I did. My phone was smashed, like broken into three different pieces in my pocket.
Yeah.
So I think I like landed on my left. It's a miracle I wasn't more fucked up than I was.
Dude, falling on steps, like you're.
Yeah, I did. I was in the hospital and like they put me under, like I was just super dehydrated.
So that's what it was. I was going to say, well, how'd you pass out?
Full dehydration. Wow. I remember like when I, this is gross, but like when I shit, it was like fucking black.
Yeah, that's how you get too.
Yeah. So it was like, I also shit my pants that morning, which was the first time I've ever shit myself.
Oh, wow.
Like, I woke up in the morning, I was like, because I just, that was back in New York when I was working, like, four jobs all at the same time, like, running around, just like a madman. The dog farted, by the way.
Nice.
Like, to match the story.
Yeah, it's, yeah,
like,
it's good.
Fucking polluted beer.
We got a shit story going on? Yeah.
It fucking sucks, dude. Yeah. God damn, he fucking rips. He rips. Gordon, get the fuck out of here, dude. You got to go, man. If you're going to do that.
Jesus.
Gordon.
It actually wasn't Gordon. It was me. I think I'm going to pass out again.
No, it was Gordon. I'm kicking him out. God damn.
Gordon. Well, thankfully you're okay, dude. I mean, like.
Oh, just don't. I can't even talk for a second. That smells so bad. Fucking dog.
In the hot room.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay. I'm all right. Fucking dog. Anyway. What was I saying?
Well, you were like, you shit yourself that morning.
I shit myself that morning.
But like, having diarrhea is like a form of like dehydration.
Yeah.
Because your body's like, yo, what the fuck? You need like.
I haven't had that happen since. Like, I feel like anytime.
How long ago was this?
This was before we moved to LA. So it would have been like 6 years ago.
Okay.
Wow. Remember, it was like 8 years ago because I just turned 30.
Gotcha.
I'm 38 now.
Yeah.
I remember it was like, oh man, when you're 30, you shit your pants and fall downstairs. This is what my 30s is like.
It's like happy birthday.
Kind of a rude awakening into like leaving your 20s.
Well, it's kind of a thing like you can't like work yourself too fucking hard either, man.
No, like especially like,
you know, like
we're getting towards 40. It's like you just got to like fucking choose. You got to choose like two or three things that you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm about this and this and this and sleeping. And trying to eat healthy. Like, you have to, like, those other, your health has to become a higher priority.
Exactly.
As you get older. Like, you just can't fucking.
Sleeping for sure, man. You know, it's
sleeping's
like.
Sleeping's huge. 8 hours?
Yeah.
Man, you get, you fucking hit 8 hours consistently, 5 days a week. I feel like that would cure a lot of people's ADHD. Just like regular sleeping. You know? Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This is a question I've asked people on the podcast before. So my listeners who are hearing this for repeat, I apologize. But the whole, like, some people can't come until they're right about to pass out, you know, like they're choking themselves or whatever. You have a lot of experience passing out.
I've came every time.
Is there any part of you that you're like, oh, nah, man, bro. I'm getting a little hot. You start to peak up.
I just jerk off.
You fucking, as you're
like, it's about to happen.
Any part of you. Can you understand why it's sexual for some people?
I never understood why people even fucking do it. People die doing that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
But obviously because the cum, it must be so good.
I'm coming good as it is. I don't need.
I'm sure you are, but I'm just
I don't
saying,
need more.
If people are willing to die for that fucking orgasm, it's got to be pretty rip roaring good.
Rip roaring good.
I mean, literally,
it sounds like you're from the 40s, man. We're rip roaring good.
It's
coming.
It's got to be good. It's got to be a party.
So, what's the question then? If I would ever do that,
I don't know what the question is.
As I'm passing out,
what's
it's like,
your
should I come?
On people coming right before they pass. As a person who passes out a lot, do you?
Well, I wake up with a boner. I'm like, I'm hard as shit. What happened?
I don't know, man. It's wild. It's like
I don't know.
The feeling of like, I'll just like never forget the feeling of getting to the top of the stairs and being like,
everything turns white, right?
Yeah, like it feels like you're dying.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like your consciousness is being taken away from you.
Was your heart racing a lot too?
So I don't remember that part. I remember being exhausted, like not sleeping, not drinking water, and like having to walk up two flights of stairs early in the morning as part of my commute.
Do you get nervous around steps now if you're like tired or hot or something?
No.
Because I hate fucking flying now. I can't.
You're like worried about.
Well, like even like going back to. So that was August, but even I went back to Jersey and New York in December, and I was with Crystal, and same thing. I was like really fucking hot, and she's like, "You okay?" And I was like, "I need to like actually like, you know, be drinking a ton and batting my like I have like a wet rag for my head and stuff because like otherwise I'm like." She's like, "You were turning like yellow on the way to the flight, but it's more of like I'm getting hot, so like then my body starts having like fucking."
Yeah, I don't know.
PTSD of it or something, you know what I mean?
What's the solution for that? You got to drink a bunch of water, take like a cold shower morning.
Yeah.
Do you take cold showers?
No, just a regular. I mean, I don't even take a shower before the flight or anything, you know? I do it when I, like I just went to Texas in beginning of March and I was fine, but it was only like a 2-hour flight.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a long thing.
Maybe hit up a cold shower.
I guess so, yeah.
An ice bath?
Something like that. To help the breathing techniques?
Just it helps with your breathing techniques. Probably just helps you, like, I'm sure it cools your body temperature as well.
Yeah.
It's got to do something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see people doing it on Instagram all the time. I see chicks in bikinis doing it all the
time.
Those
ice baths, yeah.
Those ice baths.
Yeah.
There's just, Instagram's just showing men softcore porn. I'm like trying to get work done and someone's
I'm
like,
over here choking myself.
And it's just like some girl with huge tits being like, third dip of the day. I'm like, God damn it. What the fuck?
Back to work.
Always. Back to work. No, it's just like, it's too much.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like on a certain level, like you should have to like choose to enter into that sphere of like.
Of like softcore porn?
Yeah, just like.
I love how YouTube's going to flag us now because we're saying porn.
YouTube's going to flag us for this?
Oh, you can't say porn.
You can't say, what are you supposed to say? Oh, you have to do like some fucking.
It's a corn. They put corn there and something.
Supposed to say corn instead of porn.
Something like that. Like
fuck you, YouTube.
If you see the subtitles, always has to be like, because I have we have a buddy that we met in Canada, and he's got this like huge like I don't know like porn industry podcast or whatever.
Yeah.
And every time I see a clip, they're talking about it. It's like, how'd you get into porn? It's like a big corn on the cob kind of thing.
They're just making us like sexual babies. Because it's like in one way, it's like, don't say a bad word that could hurt somebody's feelings. And then in another way, it's like, hey, look at tits all day.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a weird thing. Like, I remember, like, I was watching somebody on some TikToker was like saying that somebody on a reality show put a gun in her face. But like, she tells us. I'm not laughing at putting a gun in a lady's face. That's not the funny part. There is a funny part, but it's not that. I don't think that's funny.
Yeah.
You should not do that.
Don't do it. Yeah.
So she tells this big, long-winding story about this guy, and then at the end she goes, and then I turn around, and guys, there's a pew-pew in my face.
A pew-pew?
You have to say pew-pew. You can't say gun on TikTok because people are fucking weak.
So you say pew pew.
She's like, and the pew pew was in my face. I'm like, what the fuck? This story's ruined. The story is ruined by the term pew pew. It's not even a story worth listening to at that point. Just fucking spit all over the mic.
Can you imagine, like, just the officer coming up? And when did he pull out the pew-pew?
No, they had to do that for, like, every crime. You can't say rape. You have to go, oh.
We got like, two people inside. They have pew-pews. And
this guy's taking out 30 people with his automatic pew-pew. We're, oh, God. We hear pew-pews in the background. No! There's red drips everywhere. Red drips.
This is going to crush on Rumble.
Rumble's going to love this. No, you know what I mean? It just feels like sometimes like...
Yeah, it's like...
It's like we're just like... We're just babying... We're babying our like generation coming up so that we'll never win a war. Like if you can't say gun...
Yeah.
You can't go...
Well, I think it's like all the... It's all the AI bots. Now it's like going, but like in,
yeah.
Honestly, like the reason it gets flagged is because it thinks it's like some hurtful kind of thing. So you can't say like, oh, I had this gun. They're going to be like, well, he has got a gun. But it's like, you're talking about you getting mugged or something for this woman.
Yeah.
So for her, I guess she's like, but how do you keep it? Like, how do you keep composure in the story when you're saying like, and then he pulled out the pew pew.
Like seamlessly did it.
Yeah,
like it was nothing.
Pulled out a pew-pew.
I rewound it like three times. Like I must be hearing it.
Pew pew. He had a pew pew.
Yeah. And I'm like, and then pew pew. I was like, did he like fart in her face? Like what? It's a gun. That's how you say gun now.
But pew pew is also like a Star Wars thing too, because the pew pew
pew pew. Yeah. It's just the way that little kids talk.
Yeah.
It's like little kids, and you have fucking full grown adults. Saying pew pew instead of gun. It's infuriating to me.
Hey, you want to go to the pew pew range after this?
Fuck yeah. Hopefully there's some bang bangs when we get there too.
It's like appetizers.
So yeah, actually it's making me a little hungry.
Bang bang shrimp.
Yeah. I'm not really supposed to have shrimp. The old cholesterol.
Oh really? Okay. Yeah, shrimp's not, bad for you?
Apparently for cholesterol it's not great.
No shit.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh wow. I thought seafood's like good all around.
I think like, yeah, but like fucking salmon or tilapia. The delicious seafood, like shrimp
tilapia's
and lobster.
Good, I like tilapia.
I haven't gotten into a tilapia in a while.
They have that, which is probably isn't good for you, but Costco has that tortilla crusted tilapia.
I probably can't have it.
So good. Yeah, I guess tortilla's
well, fine. No, tortilla, if it's corn. Is it flour tortilla?
I don't know what,
corn?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You just cook, it's already like on there.
I'm very particular about how my
you just
fish
cook it
has
in the oven
be cooked because I'm revolted by the idea that it was swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
So like
you like sushi?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
I do.
Because I need everything to be cooked, especially fish.
Well,
I need it cooked literally. I can't have anything raw.
Here's the thing. So here's a good example. Like sushi. Uh-huh. Like I love sushi, but then they will serve it sometimes where instead of cut up in a roll, it's like a little sushi burrito. I think that's the grossest shit in the world. Ew. It's the literal same food. But when it's cut up into a little thing, I'm like, oh, there's rice. It's the size of here. Nom, 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 nom. Someone hands me a thing of raw fish wrapped in seaweed that looks like a snow cone. Disgusting.
Yeah.
But it's the same food.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if it's like a texture thing or something. Like
my
that.
Thing is like it's cold and you just need it like.
Yeah.
Even, I don't know. I just can't do it. Never did it. Every time I went to sushi with somebody, I always be like, I'll just get the chicken teriyaki bowl.
Yeah.
You but know?
You, have you done you ever done sugarfish?
No.
That's like the best. Well, it's not the best, but that's really good sushi.
Is maybe it cooked, but, though?
No.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if you're like
which
me,
one's cooked? The California roll?
Is a California roll cooked? It might be.
One of them's cooked. They're like, oh, you can have that. And I'm still like, it tastes weird. I don't want it.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I won't try to change you. Yeah.
Actually, I pulled out this sushi right now.
Me and Liz have a, well, I won't say it. It's private. Yeah. No, I'll fucking say it. We have a Valentine's Day tradition where we go get sushi and we come back and watch Pretty Woman.
Oh, okay.
Nobody tell Liz that I'm telling our Valentine's Day tradition.
You think she'll watch this episode?
No.
No.
She's stopped. Which is good. I don't want her listening
to
all
the
episodes.
You're not going to listen to everyone.
No, don't listen to any of them.
Yeah.
I prefer if she doesn't listen. Because I feel like sometimes I say shit that she would be, because, like, just now,
You're like, telling our secrets.
Like, literally 10
but
seconds
that's
ago.
That's not a bad secret. It's not
it's
like...
It's not a bad secret, but she said,
you're like an after Pretty Woman. We go upstairs and she chokes the fuck out of me because I want to...
Well, the suspicion that I'm getting choked out during sex has risen greatly during this podcast recording.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was ever a time to suspect it, now would be the time. No, I mean, no, she's like a big... So, yeah, so this game called Priorities. We were over at Rob and Meredith doing board games the other day.
Okay.
And you have to, like, they give you five things. They're like, you know, Fox News, hygiene, remembering your online passwords, like five things. And then for other people at the table, you have to put them in order of what that person prioritizes.
Okay.
So,
Rob is for sure Fox News.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Oh, yeah, you're just fucking with him? Yeah, he's a hardcore conservative now. Just ruined his chance of being in a writer's room. No, so one of Liz's was, it was like keeping secrets. Or no, not oversharing. Oh, okay. It was oversharing. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's not a big priority for her. It was her number one priority.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm married to her.
Yeah.
But it's like for me.
But she never overshared that to you.
She does. She does. Oh, okay. It's actually very important for her. She's told me many times. Wow. I just fucking.
Well, I guess it's like you're talking to side turn.
Well, he's annoyed.
Oversharing.
What it is he's annoyed that he can't get out now. But it's like he does the same shit. The second I let him out,
yeah,
he's gonna fucking claw at the door to come
claw
back,
to get
in.
Back in.
He's gonna come over here. He's gonna fucking fart. He always saves his farts for the podcast.
At least he just sighs. My dog doesn't like closed doors anywhere in the fucking house.
Oh, really?
At all.
The dog will bark.
Like, and me and, you know, oversharing. Me and Crystal will be doing a little something in the bedroom. I have to give him a treat just so he doesn't, like, so it occupies him for, you know, that amount of time.
What I'll do, what we'll do is, like, we'll be hooking up.
Because if there's a door, he'll just bark at the fucking door and scratch and scratch.
What we'll do is, like, we'll be hooking up. He'll just, like, go in the closet and, like, wait. Like, he wants to be near us, but he doesn't like that that's happening. So now it's to the point where, like, if I even, like, give Liz a kiss or something, he just starts walking towards the closet. We're like, bro, we're just fucking getting ready for work.
Dude, if we even kiss before bed, he thinks we're going to, and he starts barking and crying.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then he wants a treat now, you know, or whatever.
Oh, my God. So you've, like, conditioned him.
Dude, well, like, he doesn't like closed doors either. Yeah. Like, he just like, oh, you guys kiss, like, what the hell, like, you know, whatever.
I don't know how to train that out of a dog. I know how we used to train it out of a dog.
Yeah.
Just beat the fuck out of him. But we don't do that anymore.
I love how the beginning of this podcast started with, like, that conspiracy we said about blah, blah got us flagged. But we're talking about fucking guns, porn, and fucking dogs getting fucking beat. Jesus Christ. No, we used to do.
Nah, I don't think we actually hit dogs. I don't think we ever actually hit dogs.
No, we used to do. Jesus Christ.
We didn't have dogs when I was a kid. We had like two failed attempts at dogs.
Oh, really? Okay.
We never had like a family dog for like an extended period of time.
Oh, wow.
I had
one since like sixth grade, man.
Really?
Yeah, that was our first dog. Yeah, Luigi.
He's no longer with us?
14. Yeah, he died at 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have a second family dog?
We had a second family dog, so we got her. That was Daisy when Luigi was like six, I guess, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, just dogs after dogs.
Daisy's gone.
And then when Luigi passed away, it was, then it was Sonny.
So you guys always did like two dogs.
We always did two. And my mom and dad still have the dogs. They still have Sonny. And then they got another one when Daisy passed away.
Okay.
So it was always like an overlap of
We got Sonny, and now who's the
young
one?
Now it's Cassidy, is the young
Cassidy's
little
the
girl.
Young buck in town.
The young buck in town.
Young buckaroo.
Cassidy.
Buckarette.
Yeah,
how to make that.
But
feminine.
Even my dog Bugsy. Bugsy's going to be 12, so he's been you know, he's been kicking, he's been all over the place.
Gordon
from Jersey here, you know.
So I said all over the place, two places.
Well, I mean, I've lived so many places in LA. With like exes or like whatever. He's always been like, you know, I live in like six different fucking apartments, so he's always like
He comes with. I don't think I've met Bugsy. I haven't been to
You've
your
had
apartment. I haven't been to your apartment.
Really?
No.
I guess not.
You live in like fucking Joshua Tree or some shit.
Yeah,
you're like fucking
Joshua Tree.
No, you fucking work like 3 hours away. Every time I talk to you,
I live in East LA.
You're like, every time I talk to you, you're like, I got like a 5-hour car ride in front of me. Like, you sound like you fucking driving trucks when I'm not hanging out with you, so I don't know where the fuck you are. I've never been to your apartment.
I guess not. Yeah, I always live far from everybody. Everybody lives around town here, so I live like I've always lived east.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I brought Bugsy around though. I bring him to.
I don't think I've met Bugsy. What kind of dog?
You
got to
meet Bugsy. He's a Shih Tzu Bichon. He's a little guy.
Okay.
It's like a 15-pound little
scrum. Is he friendly?
Super friendly.
Okay, because my dog loves
even with other dogs too. Yeah,
my dog loves.
He's not scared or anything. Like I'll bring him to the vet, and there'll be like a big dog like freaking out, and my dog will be like, "What are you doing, dude? Yeah, yeah. What's happening?" You know,
that's good.
Hey, he's a good dude.
Yeah, we had two dogs. We tried. We had like a husky. When my parents got divorced, my dad, you know, like parents are like fighting over like trying to be the kid's favorite. You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So my sister, who was like a pretty bad student, my dad, I think like as a throwaway, was like, if you get straight A's, I'll get you a dog. Wow. And all of a sudden my sister just fucking straight A's, like being like a solid C student, just turned it on like a light switch.
And he's like, shit.
He's like, fuck.
Now I got to get a dog.
Yeah. And she got a Siberian Husky. We didn't have a yard or a fence. Those are like running dogs or like sled dogs.
Yeah.
So this dog was just a fucking terror. Like destroyed. I mean, very sweet. It was a puppy. A puppy. And my sister was like, we didn't even live at my dad's house half the time. So like my dad was just like trapped with this dog. It was a fucking nightmare.
Yo, puppies are fucking nightmares though.
Yeah. And specifically like huskies are like, you have to be, somebody has to like, be nothing but training that dog. Like they need a real, like solid presence.
Yeah.
Not like my dad having a midlife crisis, going through a divorce.
All right, sit.
And like two.
All right, sit.
And two like depressed teenagers. Like it was the worst. So we had the dog for like a year, and then my dad had to. He said he took it back to the shelter. I hope that's what he did.
He just left the fucking gate open. Left the gate open, dude.
There's a chance he drove the car right outside of sight and just cut its head off with a shovel. But I like to think that he took it back.
I don't think he killed the dog. I think he just let it go.
He just took out his fucking sidearm.
He took out his pew-pew?
He just pew-pew the fuck. No. If my sister hears this, she's going to call me crying.
Jesus Christ.
I think he took it back to the pound.
Yeah, I think you just give it away.
He said that's what he did. He said he took it back to the pound. And it's also like it was a beautiful Siberian husky.
Yeah,
puppy.
Exactly.
So like even when we took it back, it was 1 year old. Like somebody fucking snatched
still
that thing.
Still a brand new dog.
They're like a cute, it's a cute dog.
Yeah.
So we had that dog. And then we had this other dog that was like a big fluffy white dog that hated dudes. Because I guess like the military family that had it, they were moving to Japan or something or somewhere where they can't have dogs.
How old was the dog then?
I don't know. I don't even know. It was older. It's like a, I don't know. It was a dog.
Okay.
Some age.
So it wasn't a puppy. It was like a 6 year old fucking dog.
Dead.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was
great.
Like, does that have a,
is that how you reference
that helps them? Narrow it down.
Puppy or dead? 10.
It was like as big as me and I was 10.
Holy shit.
And it was like, it just hated, I think the dad, because military dads, guys, military dudes, they're like gone a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Especially like where we were in Louisiana, I feel like everybody was getting shipped out for like 6 months at a time. Like my dad was gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and that other family had all girls. It was like a mom and four girls and the dad's not even there. So the dog just loves women and doesn't trust dudes, which is kind of a fucking issue for me and my little brother, who every time we'd walk into the room, this dog would just be like vicious.
Yeah.
And then like my sisters would be petting it and braiding its hair and, you know, playing My Pretty Pony, riding on it, kicking it. And
staring
just like,
you down like, oh,
yeah, it's just like,
kidding.
I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
So then one day we only had that dog for like 2 weeks. And there was this little British kid named Oliver that used to walk around like the soldiers, the family's quarters were in like a cul-de-sacs. So
a British kid named Oliver.
There's a little British kid named Oliver. He's a little baby.
Like Oliver Twist over here.
It was also a different time where like the neighbors would just let their baby out into the yard. There's like snakes. It's like we're in fucking Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I used to go kill snakes behind my house.
Hello, is that a friend and dog?
I used to walk 20 feet outside my house and try to find snakes in a creek and kill them. And right next to there was like a little baby that would walk down. We'd be like, Oliver, get away from, like, shooing him away from like the snake pit we were playing in. Just when I never even realized now how close that baby was to snakes.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Jesus.
So there was one day that the baby's just walking around outside naked, and the baby would be naked all the time, and the parents would be like around. They were British. Like,
what are you doing with your kid? Like, what?
Oh, they would have tea time or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they would be like out, like they're in their little like driveway. So like they can see the kid, but the kid is just like, we're all just playing together.
But you take one look and your kid just wandering off.
Exactly. The kid's just, it was like, that was, I think, the way the kids were raised on military bases. It was very much like, put them all in a group somewhere in the center. The parents, usually the moms, will just be getting drunk.
Yeah.
Wondering why they married into a military family. And just, you'd like look at the kids and count. You'd be like, nobody's dead. Like, that was kind of how it was on military bases.
Yeah, yeah.
So this British kid was walking around, and Willie, the dog, came out and just fucking bit him right on the like right here. He got like clomped, and they had to kill the dog.
Holy shit.
Happiest day of my life, by the way. Like, fuck that dog. He was an asshole.
What happened to the kid?
Oh, the kid's fine.
Just, he's a baby, and they took a bite out of his face?
He got him like right there, like right on the face.
Holy shit.
I don't know what happened to the kid. I mean, the kid's alive. He didn't eat.
Well, he's not dead, but yeah, but like, you take a chunk out of a kid's.
I don't know how much of the baby he got.
Oh my God.
Again, different time. My sister got bitten by my grandmother's dog.
I didn't hear
face.
That until years ago, that if a dog actually does bite a human and tastes blood, then like they're like, I think like they're wolf attributes from, you know, generations. Mm-hmm. They're just like, they want blood all the time now, so you have to put a dog down.
Yeah.
If they ever actually taste blood.
I don't know.
Not like playing around and like a little bite, but like if they actually like, if he took a bite out of this kid's head and there was this blood everywhere and he's eating it, he's like, I want more blood.
I don't know how true that is. That feels like something that someone makes up to justify killing pit bulls.
You're going to get flagged again on YouTube.
So, I mean, like, actually, I literally have a book. I didn't do this on purpose. I didn't set you up. But I have Pitbull the book.
Oh, right, wow.
Here.
Okay.
If anybody wants the definitive source on how fucked up it is that we treated pit bulls, this is one of the first books I've read in like 10 years.
No shit.
Yeah, when I got this guy, I bought it.
Okay.
No, but like, I was going to say, my sister got bit on the eye by a dog.
Jesus.
And it was my grandmother's dog, which was half German Shepherd, half wolf, had a wolf dog.
What the fuck?
Fucking, her name was Sheba. They didn't even hide the fact that she was, they named her Sheba. Like a fucking Cro-Magnon killing beast. Sheba, the dog.
Yeah.
And Sheba like fucking bit my sister. My sister still has like a little thing under her
eye. Holy
from
shit,
it.
From Sheba.
Yeah, but they didn't kill that dog.
I guess it doesn't, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just changed. I think
it changed, yeah.
If any child is hurt, they give the dog the chair.
Yeah.
You like strap him up. Shave its head.
You have any last, what you wanting for your last meal? And he's like, baby.
He's like, I tasted blood.
I tasted blood.
It's true.
Give it to me now.
The thing Perkins said is true. No, I mean, so I don't funny. Know. Like, I guess that's good that we have to put down killer dogs now. But there's always a part of me that's like, we shouldn't neuter dogs, and dogs should be let roam free.
Well, I think you still got to neuter them.
Why?
Because then you have nature, a million fucking dogs.
Let nature. Maybe that's what nature wants.
Yeah, but that's why like they have like too many cats and shit.
Look,
now.
Look, Portland's already fucking up as a city, right? They're fucking up. Why do we just get everybody out of Portland and it's just that just becomes a place for dogs?
And that's just a place for dogs.
It's just dog.
I love how it's like you're doing like a Carlin bit, but instead of like convicts, you're like, Portland is now all dogs.
Any place
you ever hear that Carlin bit?
No.
He talks about, he's like, let's just take all the people that are all fucked up, like the convicts, the rapists, and everything else, and put them somewhere that you're never going to find them, Montana, or like something like whatever it is. And it's like, just put them in that border, and that's what they have, and they can just fuck each other and do all this shit and blah, blah, blah.
I think that should be the penalty in America. If you go like too far left or right, like we're just like, you know what? For 5 years, dog town. You're all
you're
gone,
dog
and
town.
It's all dogs, and we don't neuter them, and we just let the dogs decide. And if you want to come back, you got to fight the dogs. And they're going to be in your house.
And they've tasted blood.
They've tasted blood?
You better watch out.
If you think of 5 years of dog, dog evolution is faster than human evolution. These guys are ready to go after like 6 months. They'll fucking kill you.
Yeah.
You know, like human babies, they take like 18 years to be self-sufficient. And even then at 18, they're like, why won't you pay for my car? Like they're fucking losers. But like you have a dog. They're a cute little puppy for like 3 months, and then like they can.
I would love to live in Dogtown though.
Dogtown would be as a dog.
It's cool. I mean,
Dogtown would fucking. You just imagine just fucking to your heart's content as a dog. It'd be great. One time he was fucking and we stopped him, and I still feel regret for what I did. It's just no excuse for cock blocking my dog.
But that's all they do is cock block you.
No, he doesn't. He just goes to the closet.
Dude, my dog cock blocks me like crazy.
Your dog, maybe your dog, but my dog has been pretty supportive of me.
I mean to live in like just dog town, just to like you just walking down the street and just see dogs everywhere, you know?
That'd be fun.
In a town full of dogs.
Well, I think maybe you're picturing like the dogs having jobs and stuff, like milkmen and stuff. But in reality, it's just dogs eating each other.
Well, I guess it's just dogs walking around. You're just like, oh, you're a bunch of dogs, you know? Not that they're like, hey, howdy, neighbor. And it's just a fucking dog.
Yeah.
Scruff McGruff, the crime dog, he's there. He's like,
there's
hey,
like a cop dog.
We got a lot of pew-pews around here.
they get woke and they start saying pew-pew. No, I don't know. But we were walking him. We were at Runyon. Uh-huh. And there was like he likes golden retrievers. That gets him. That's his thing.
Okay, that's his king.
And so there was a golden retriever, and they just looked at each other. The lady just rolled right over. Gordon hopped on, and really? We got like maybe 10 pumps.
Really?
And then we were like, we were new dog owners at the time. We were like, and we just pulled them off.
What was the owner of the golden retriever?
I don't remember what the owner of the golden retriever was.
Oh my God.
But if I could go back into time. And so, fix anything that's ever gone wrong in human history.
So Gordon was just pumping away.
I mean, they took like three seconds. This was their consent at the same time. Yep. And they just fucking
she rolled over.
Right in.
Wow.
She liked him. He liked her. If I could go back, I would look at the owner of the golden retriever and I'd go, I'm cool with it if you're cool with it.
Wow.
He's neutered.
Yeah.
No puppies coming.
Yeah.
You know, like.
He got the snip snip.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not, I didn't do it when we got him. He got the snip snip. I would get it anyway because it's like mandatory.
Well, it's healthier for them and stuff too.
I know, but I just part.
But they
just,
still hump away. Like my dog still humps fucking pillows and
weird
shit.
To take a dude's balls. It just feels weird to me. It's a dude.
Yeah, I know.
To me, this Gordon was a man.
Yeah,
and some like some witch was like, I got double bubble toil trouble. You will be a dog. And he's like my friend that he can't quite get it out anymore.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's a dude that was turned into a dog.
Some witch took my balls and I'm here now.
Yeah,
I'm I'll go to the closet when you're doing it, but take me on the trowel so I can pump away.
I just feel like he should be allowed to fuck.
Yeah.
All he's been through.
let my dog fuck. I just want my dog to fuck.
I know. I just
want to take my dog to Dogtown and let him fucking roam three and fuck.
Yeah, Dogtown. I'm sure people that are... love dogs and shit and actually know what they're talking about would be like,
yeah.
What you're suggesting is so cruel.
Again, this is going to crush on Rumble.
I think I'm going to get at least a follower on Rumble.
It'll be me because I'll have to sign up for it.
Just slowly convince all my friends to
come
over. Come
on, guys. Come on over to Rumble.
The most right-wing...
Yeah, I love
it. Right-wing video platform. All the way. But now all that means is, like, more fun. Like, that to me, it's like I can say whatever I want. Nobody cares. Somebody calls me a liberal pussy in the comments. I'm like, great. Take it. I need to go back to being the most liberal guy.
Uh-huh.
Like, out here, I'm the most conservative guy amongst my friends, and it sucks. But, like, back home, it's the opposite. I'm the most liberal guy amongst my... That's a better fit for me.
Yeah.
You know,
I like that branding for you.
Yeah, I like being the woke cuck.
Yeah.
To my firefighter friends.
God bless and thank you for your service. Being a firefighter to my firefighter friends. Oh, it's fucking great. Hey, Gordon.
All right. I'm going to let him out. Hang out.
Okay, cool. I'll be here.
Don't abandon the podcast.
Oh, never, baby. Don't take a shit like Brad either, okay? I've heard about it.
Took a dump. I'll get that. Let me get back on the mic. I don't want them to miss this goal.
Well, it's fine to take a break, but he took like a 15-minute break, right?
He took a dump and then came back on the podcast, and I was like, remember that time you took a shit on my podcast? He was like, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I took a piss. I was
he changed his branding now, that's why.
What's his branding now?
I'm just saying he did it before he took a shit, but now he's like, I don't take shits.
No, I don't take shits on podcasts anymore. That's not who I am. No, I talk shit on Brad Stoll every episode. I have to stop. Whatever.
Shout out.
Yeah. Dogs. Yeah, we've covered everything that people hate.
I got some good news I wanted to tell you on the podcast.
Great.
I was going to tell you when I got into the house.
What's up?
I got engaged.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks,
That's
man.
Awesome.
I popped a question. I wanted to tell you here, but I was like, let me save it for the recording.
This is great.
Thanks, man.
Oh, my God. Tell me you've told your family and stuff, right?
Yeah, they all know. We FaceTime.
If you saved this for the grand announcement, that would be
sending them this episode.
Huge. You should consider this. Nobody's even listening at this point. This is just for me and you.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, thanks,
oh
man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been dating?
A year.
A year. Man, that's real. Yeah. That's real love.
Yeah. True love stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did it on our year anniversary of our first date. So I just did it last Friday.
Oh, my God. How'd you do it?
Yeah.
Can I ask what are the deets?
Yeah. Yeah. The deets of it was, I'll tell you our first date, we met at a comedy club, and then like a month later we end up going, she was sitting front row and one thing led to another, blah, blah, blah. But then our very first date, she was supposed to come. She lives like out like way past me. She lives like, you know, kind of like Inland Empire. So I thought we were going to go out to dinner like near her, and she ended up coming like to my place, and we like, I don't know where the fuck to take her, you know? So I was like, I put like different index cards. I made it like kind of like a fun, like choose your own adventure kind of thing. So nice. I put old time Hollywood on one index card, and then I put London Fogs on the other, which is like her favorite tea. Like it's like a Earl Grey with cream in it or whatever. So she chose old time Hollywood. So we ended up going to the Dresden Room. You ever been there?
No.
It's where Sinatra used to hang out back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard about it. I've never been there.
It was in Swingers and stuff, too. It's a cool, like, little, like, kind of, like, lounge kind of thing. So we went there. And then after that, we went up and she actually, when I went to the car to pay for the meter more, she ended up paying for my meal. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm supposed to pay, you know, I'm an Italian guy from the East Coast. I'm like, I got to fucking pay.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to cover you the first date. So I'm like, all right, we're still going to get London Fogs also. So we ended up getting London Fogs. We ended up going, we got like our coffee and tea. And then we ended up going to this park in Pasadena. And that's where we kind of ended our first date, where like we kind of just sat there for hours talking and we slow danced and kissed to like, you know, Cranberries Linger.
What a romantic you are.
All this good
Michael.
Stuff. So what I did was for the, you know, and then after that's when we fell in love, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For the year anniversary of that, I recreated the entire first date. So I pulled out the index cards.
Oh my.
Actually, I forgot to say that the index cards in the beginning was the Dresden Room. I was like, oh, this is what you could have had was London Fogs. And I was like, this is what we're going to do after the date. And she picked another card and it said make out. And I was like, this is what you're going to get if you pick this one. And it also said make out. I'm like, we're going to make out no matter what. So this, the year anniversary, I recreated our whole first date and pulled the cards out in my car and was like, oh, you got to choose one. And she chose the old time Hollywood. I was like, this is what we're going to do after. And it said make out. And I was like, you could have got this, make out, whatever. So we went to the Dresden Room. We were going to get, what's funny was it was going to fucking start raining. And I knew beforehand, like I had Nick Wuthridge, our buddy Nick, he was in the park ready to film it for me. So he was just sitting at a park bench, like with his hood up, with his fucking camera, just like,
going to
capture the
like
moment.
A child predator.
Yeah, whatever. I guess so.
Like the worst people in the world.
His camera. He was like laying his head down and shit. So the day before that, we kind of coordinated like, oh, we're going to be at this bench and like, I'll text you when we're about to leave and like all this stuff and blah, blah. So we were leaving the Dresden Room. It was like maybe like around 6 o'clock and it starts like raining a little bit. And I was like, fuck, dude, we got to get to the park before that. And she's like, oh, it's raining. We should just go home. And I was like, you don't want to get the London Fogs or whatever? Cause I was going to get like recreate everything. And she's like, no, let's just go home. I was like, all right, I'll put in the GPS. And I fucking sped over to Pasadena real quick and it wasn't raining. Thank God. So I was like, well, we got to at least slow dance and, you know, kiss because it's what we did like a year ago. So we go to the spot, you know, I'm kind of like, it's weird how it like, I'll have to ask you how you proposed to Liz, because like, yeah, it all happened so sudden. It was such like a big buildup, and then was just so like, who are you doing? Yeah, oh, we're engaged now. You know, yeah, it was so like quick.
We were so nervous.
I was so nervous.
I was like shaking.
I was so nervous. I think I was nervous of the whole like buildup and like coordinating everything and shit too. So like we get to the park and, you know, I bought like this slim fit like ring box so it fit in my suit jacket so she couldn't like see it. And then I had this other index card in my other pocket. So as we're like kind of slow dancing, you know, we kiss and stuff, and I, you know, kind of confessing my love to her. I was like, you know, I changed up this date a little bit. I have another card for you to choose if you want to do this. So I pulled out the card and the card said, will you marry me on it? And that's when I got down on the one knee.
Oh, man.
And then it was like, oh, shit. And then it was like, you know.
Did she see it coming at all?
I thought she was going to, but she was surprised as shit.
Surprised.
Dude, she was so surprised. She's like, I couldn't believe you did that. Like, I didn't even.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Yeah.
Were you like, had you guys talked about getting married?
We
stuff,
have the or? Past, like, you know, even like 6 months into our relationship, we're like, you know, this is like true love, like she's the one kind of thing. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I always knew like what kind of ring she kind of wanted too, just from like other friends getting engaged or being like, oh, what do you like? The oval cut and like all this and blah, blah, blah. And do you know Tracy Carnazzo?
No.
East Coast New York comedian. We were in New York in December, like I say, went out there and she was talking. We were in the green room of the New York Comedy Club. And Tracy was there and like Crystal was in the back with us too. And they were talking about like rings and shit. And Tracy was such like a good wing woman where like she was just like, oh, what kind of ring? And like blah, blah, blah. And like Crystal like pulled it up online of like, this is the one. And I made a joke like, oh, let me snapshot of that, you know, whatever. But really, I really did fucking snapshot. So I knew what kind of ring she wanted and stuff
nice.
Too. So we always did talk about it, but it's like now we're. I'm fucking engaged, baby.
Great.
Yeah. So
this is great.
So now I can come to like the, you know, you, Rob and Meredith.
You
and
could
Liz
always
and,
do that.
I know, but now I'm like one of the married guys. I'm gonna be one of the married guys.
I know, it's great.
I'm gonna be one of the fucking
I mean, yeah. We let Ross come, he's fucking alone.
Ross asked himself the question.
Ross on the podcast tomorrow. I might have to answer for that.
That's so funny.
Dude, I'm happy for you. That's amazing.
Thank you, man.
I think you guys, I mean, yeah, you guys feel like you've already been married. Like, when I hang out with you two, it's like.
Yeah, dude.
You guys have that vibe of like.
Yeah.
And it's also like, I don't know, because she's, I don't want to talk, I can say she has a kid.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah, she has a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that means like you're gonna
I'm
be
gonna
a stepdad.
Be a dad for yeah.
What the fuck?
I know.
Dude, you're like fucking going you like jumped you not only are you gonna be married,
yeah.
you'll be married with a kid. Like you
yeah.
you just jumped the line.
And that's the thing too, like I've been like, you know, after like 6 months or so, like after I met the kid, we've been spending so much time together. So it's like I'm already at the house a lot and like, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
just like I'm already kinda have that the kids already called me dad before.
Oh my God.
Which was like, I was like, what the fuck? We were playing like a VR. Ever yeah. tell you that story?
No.
We were playing VR. I guess it was around Christmas because she got me a VR for Christmas because he always plays it. So we were going to play together. And we were playing some like shitty fucking game. It was like, I forget what it's called. There's like Gorilla Tag and then something else. Okay. I was like having like, I was like stuck on a fucking wall. I just couldn't fucking move. And I was like losing my fucking shit. But we end up in this lobby with this other like people or whatever. And he's on the headset and you're talking to each other too. Like I'm in the living room, he's in his room and we're like, you know, doing whatever. And he goes over this like other people in the lobby and I'm like stuck against the wall still. And I hear him talking and he's like, hey guys, what games you playing or whatever? And they're like, oh, we're doing this, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, me and my dad are just looking to hop into some of the lobbies. And I was like,
oh.
I was like, what the fuck? So like
dude.
When he went to bed, I told Crystal, I was like, he called me dad. She's like, what? I was like, on the VR. He called me dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Wild.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I'm so happy for you.
Thanks, man.
How old are you?
37.
Okay.
And she's the same age.
How old's yeah. the kid? The
kid's 11.
See, this is perfect. This yeah. is, let me tell you why this is perfect. Because now when you meet people and you're like, eh, this is my son. He's 11. They're not even going to be able to know that you wasted most of your life doing comedy. It's going to seem... like you lived a normal life. Like, that's great.
Well, while she was raising the kid, I was doing comedy, and now I'm here, baby.
Yeah.
I got the head start.
Oh, man. Oh, when he was two, tell me about it. I was doing open mics. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's so funny because I've been doing comedy as long as he's been alive too. So it's funny, like, you know.
Yeah, it's
as
she almost was, like your career.
As she was doing
was
potty
birthed.
Training, I was doing improv training, you know.
So yeah, you were both having to deal with
we were
a lot
both
of,
eating shit. Were,
yeah, exactly.
It's like, whatever.
Dude, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you. We have to have an official, like, couples hang then.
For sure.
Now that you guys are like, you've entered the ranks.
Well, that's why I came in nonchalant, because I want to tell you right away. And then, like, even, like, when, you know, when I downstairs with Liz.
I think this is the right move. I think a podcast.
Well, I didn't want to do it at the door and be like, how you been? I'm like, you know, just living up, you know, whatever.
That's so huge.
Yeah, it's huge news.
That's huge news.
Yeah.
Do you have a date?
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, it's been a week. Next year, I guess. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be funny if I proposed and she's like, all right, we're doing November, you know, or whatever. I'd be like, oh, shit, all right.
All right, we're going right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
I waited a long time. We were dating for 6 years.
So tell me about your proposal then.
So we went out, well, at a certain point, my wife was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are we going to get
it's nerve-wracking, right? Were you nervous?
It's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Like, I was also very nervous to propose. Like, my parents got divorced. It was not great.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, we'll just, like, stay together forever and have kids, but, like, you know, they'll be bastards. I'm not going to fucking get married. Liz is like, huh? So eventually I'm like, okay, we should get married. Yeah. I'm going to propose to you. I don't know when, but I'm going to. And she's like, okay. So then, like, a few months later, I took her out to a restaurant that was, like, down the street from where we live. We'd never been there before. It wasn't even, like, a favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
And while we were there, I'd given my friend a key. And he came in, and he, like, he put candles, and he set up a GoPro.
Okay.
Like, in the kitchen that was, like, filming it.
Yeah.
And then he just waited, and then I texted him because we were so close to the apartment. I was like, we'll be back in 10 minutes. Lit it, went upstairs. Like, it was like we were on the second floor of three stairs. He just went up to the third floor, and then we came in, and when we went in and I proposed to her, he left.
Uh-huh.
But, like, that's how it was, like, lit, candles, hearts, or it was no like a, it was like roses in a heart.
Yeah.
And then I pulled her into the center and said, will you marry me? She said yes. And then I was like, and we got it on film. And it was the GoPro was just going right there snapping photos.
That's awesome.
So we got, yeah, it was great. It was awesome. It was a really cool, I mean, look, all that stuff at the time, it's just so funny to think, like, how nervous you are when you're doing it.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was nervous leading up to the wedding, too. I was like, God, I'm going to be fucking married. Like,
yeah,
as I saying how I feel in front of other people. Like, I don't like that part of the showiness of it.
Yeah.
But then, like, by the time we got to the wedding, it was easily the greatest day of my life. And I have all these moments that are, like, maybe the opposite of, like, passing out and coming. But, like, a different way. This is going to be a nice bookend for the podcast.
I love it.
In a different way, like, step, like, floating outside of your body and watching yourself doing something.
Yeah.
Like, there's multiple times in the wedding where, like, when we're saying I do, where I feel like I was a third person in the crowd watching myself do it.
Wow.
Doing the first dance with all of our family coming up with us.
Yeah.
I'm watching the wedding from, like a version of me that, like, me, I lived and died, and then I came back to watch it. That's the view I feel like I had of a lot of those moments.
Wow.
And you've got, anyway, I'm setting up an impossible standard for you to enjoy your wedding.
Dude,
but that's literally what it feels like. Is like,
all right, babe, I got to be out of body experience.
I got to have it.
Eric said I got to die and come back.
I got to pass out and come. That's a lot of pressure on me.
It's so funny.
Yeah, just make sure you're in a cool area.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to make it she wants to get married in the fall. So not this fall, but, like, you know.
Do you think you guys would do it here, or you would do it back east?
No, we'll do it here. I mean, all her family's here, so my family's in Vegas for the most part, and some Jersey people too. So, we do it like
this is awesome.
Here. Yeah,
this
dude.
Is such great news.
Yeah,
and you're I think you're ripe for marriage.
It's funny we said that like a couple months ago, or maybe when we first started dating, where it's like. I mean, she tells me all the time, I'm like the perfect guy for her and like all this stuff. And I always said, like, you know, I've dated a lot of fucking, you know, just shitty girls and stuff like that people weren't ready and all that, you know, some of them. But I feel like I've always been like, I've always been such a great guy and nice guy where like she's the one that told me like you're husband material, which I feel like even at like 24 or like whatever, it's always like I've always been husband material, and the women I dated never wanted like a husband, you know? I guess some of them do, I guess, but like it was more of like I've always been that guy. Like I feel like I've been that husband forever in relationships.
I think it's like you get to, I remember my dad said this to me one time where he was like, if somebody's shitting on you, you have to ask yourself, why are you letting them do it?
Yeah.
Like you're like, that's the part of the, when you're in a bad relationship cycle, you just keep dating people who like aren't right for you or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember like cause I dated a couple people like that, but it was like, I was seeking it out for some reason. And mm-hmm. like, it was when I was finally like, I just want someone who's fucking nice and cool and like treats me like, that's when I met Liz. It's like, you just like, you get to a threshold where you're like, love isn't fighting all the time. Like, it's not like, I don't know. I just feel like it's not like The Notebook where you're like ready to tear somebody's fucking head off and then you build a house with them and you grow a big beard and you're sad.
Yeah.
You like make out with them on the dock and they got to leave with their fucking James Marsden.
Rich fucking husband,
like a fucking war hero.
Yeah.
It's just like somebody who's like nice and like fits in your life and your personality and you balance each other. It's like that's such an easier way to go than like the fucking hot and cold shit.
Yeah.
And I think like when you're a dude, you're like, you maybe that hot and cold stuff, like it calls to you a little bit because it feels like there's an emotion there.
Yeah.
But it's like the real thing is just like, I fucking like hanging out with this person.
It's got to be simple, man.
Simple.
And that's what like me and Crystal been since the start. It just, everything was just so in place and simple, like on the same page, the same morals, same, we want the same future. We want everything. It's like, It's everything's simple. We don't fight about stuff, you know. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you bicker back and forth about different things.
Even if you do, you like know how to like fucking resolve
it. Patience, and rather than like, you know, it's kind of like, and you know, that's true love at that, where like you are gonna bicker, but like at the same time, you're just bickering in the moment. You're not like being like, I'm gonna fucking use this next week against her. You want to fucking, you know, like.
Yeah.
It's like, and we haven't even like fought, you know, that's the thing is like, I've been in relationships where like we fight, like you're like, oh, it's only been 4 months. You haven't fought yet. And it's like, you shouldn't be appealing to the fight, you know, or whatever. It just has to be simple, man. You know?
I'm with you, dude. I think you guys are going to be really happy. That's awesome news.
Thanks, man.
When will I meet the kid? Is a kid coming to the hang?
Kid can come to the hang.
Kid's invited.
Kid's coming to the hang.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't have married friends that I've hung out with that have brought their kids.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's like a fact that like when I go back home.
I mean, the kid loves video games. We can all play video games shit together.
I'm going to try to get NCAA football.
Yeah.
I might.
I just got him into wrestling, dude. We were playing some old, I have the Super Nintendo Classic.
Oh, wait.
They were playing like the old like Raw Smackdown and stuff.
Oh, my God.
It was like, and he fucking beat me a couple times. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, dude.
You know, I'm like, I'm Bret Hart. What is going on right now?
I fucking lived on the X-Pac and just set people up for that Bronco Buster.
Yeah, dude.
I want to get one of these, but for X-Pac.
Okay.
Oh, I just hit a sound effect. That played on the pop. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but
pew.
That's playing a noise right now. I don't know what it is.
Nice.
Yeah, man, that's great news.
Thanks, bro.
Super excited for you.
I've been waiting to tell you. I was like, I need to get a moment to say.
Yeah, well, now all the people know.
Listen, Podcast Hell was the first podcast that I said I was engaged. We didn't even make a post of it on social media yet.
Now, this doesn't come out for another week, so you got a week.
I got time, yeah.
Yeah. What should I title the podcast something that lets people know what's coming at minute 50?
You could just put know what's coming, but spell it coming like you came.
I'll probably just reference the blackout comes. That's probably what I'll... It's probably going to be called Blackout Comes.
Blackout Comes. Blackout Comes.
Oh, my God. Well, look, man, that's the pod. We're at an hour.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. What a fucking... You are a nice guy. You brought me that Blink album.
Yeah, well, you're my boy.
I know, man. This is great.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, bro.
I'll see you at the wedding.
Yeah, I don't see you for another year after this. We haven't
fucking engaged now, bro. I got a kid.
True. We have not hung out. We haven't hung out for like 3 months.
Well, it's been...
No, when was your show at Flappers?
It was January.
What's it now? March? It's been like 2 months.
Yeah, but that's like... That's a. I mean, just not like to not is. To say like that's L.A., but like everybody's so busy with stuff, man.
Everybody's busy, man.
But the beautiful thing about friendship like ours is even if it's been 2 months, we just fucking roll right back into it.
So much work to get back into it. Oh, you said the opposite. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Sorry, I blacked out and came.
Oh, I got to tell you. Have you heard of 75 Hard?
No.
It's like a workout thing where you have to drink a gallon of water and work out twice a day for 45 minutes and follow a strict diet regimen and take pictures of yourself every day.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do it.
I thought you were doing like a spot, like you have a new sponsor for the podcast.
That'd be so.
75 Hard. Before we leave, I want you to tell you about 75 Hard.
I'm going to try to see if I can get my friends to do it so I don't have to be alone. You probably don't want to do it. You say you don't work out.
I need to. I mean, look, about the. I gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And I gained 75 pounds hard. No, it wasn't 75 pounds. It was pretty fucking easy to do that 75.
75 easy.
You know what? I've had so many friends want to like do workout stuff and like I love the motivation of it.
Yeah.
But I just like, I think my own thing is like, I'll do like, I need to motivate myself. Like I just like doing like ab crusher and maybe some push-ups. Cause like your 45 minute workouts, I mean,
well, 45. I'll, so this is what it is. By the way, I felt like I needed to have a big announcement to match your engagement.
Fuck yeah!
Mine is that I'm going to try 75 hard in 4 months.
Do it up, yeah, yeah.
But I think what it is like you have to like work out. You have to like work out. Like you could go on a walk outside for 45
minutes. Okay, all right.
But the key is you have to do it outside. So if it's raining, there's like a thunderstorm. It's a hurricane, doesn't matter.
Wow.
You got to do 45 minutes outside. Then you have to wait at least 3 hours and have a second 45-minute workout in a gym or something. But that can be like swimming.
I mean, God bless you. I'm with you.
You'll be there in spirit. I'm going to ask every single person.
I do
want to
start walking, though. If you want to go on walks and maybe shoot the shit and fucking just.
Walking is very good.
That's what I need to do. Because I was doing that for a while, you know. Pandemic fucking hit, which was 4 fucking years ago now. So it's okay, stop talking about it. But I gained all that weight during a pandemic. We came back 2021. I seen pictures of me on stage and I was like, what the fuck is that? So I started fucking doing a mile every day. I was walking, running some of it, whatever, blah, blah. Got a lot of fucking weight down and then like, you know, just, you know.
And then you fell in love.
Well, with her, we met 2023. And so like
pretty fat.
I was already pretty fat. No, I was like fine. I was fine. I was in shape. You know, I was in shape.
Imagine how much more she'll love
you.
You
know what though?
In shape.
I don't want to justify. She would have said yes sooner, bro. Yes. I don't want to justify why I got fucking fat, but I was sick a lot last year too. I kept getting fucking asthma stuff or whatever else.
Yeah.
And what I realized was my doctor didn't fucking tell me. He kept giving me steroids for my lungs. Steroids, if you don't work out, make you gain so much fucking weight. So if I was sick 3 times last year with like a crazy, like not COVID, but cough for month, I was like gaining 7 pounds from that, 7 pounds from that. So it was just like, and if you're not active, you're fucked.
Yeah. I always thought that coughing was good for your abs. Like if you're like, and you like fucking flex it a little bit, it's a little bit like a crunch. I don't know.
Have you been working out since though? Because I haven't seen you in 2 months, but you do look like in good shape.
I've lost 4 pounds.
Okay.
Since February.
But you look more toned.
Well, I had a personal trainer.
Okay.
He got me too though.
Oh shit. Okay.
From
you?
No, not from me. I was doing the crunches and I thought he was spotting me. I'm not making fun. Cut, please tell your stories. Ladies. No.
Crush on Rumble.
Rumble, man. They're like, hell yeah. Doesn't think Me Too was valid. It was valid. No, not from me. He did a...
Fuck, dude.
No, he got like... I think he got Me Too'd out of LA Fitness.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because he was like there, and then one day he was gone.
It's always that personal trainers that get too personal.
Yeah. I could tell it was going to be trouble because I was like, hey, man, what went wrong? He went, some female. I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, you don't.
I was like, uh-oh, bro. It sounds like you didn't learn the lesson,
some
bro.
Some female. Some female thought I was getting too personal in my training.
My guy was like, he was Italian. And, like, okay. He's not from this country, and I feel like they're very aggressive.
Oh, shit.
Over in Italy. Yeah. Like, okay. That's, like, a thing I've read.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it probably doesn't fly in L.A. in 2024. So I don't know if he, like, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, like, kicked out of it. They just, like, moved him to a different location.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was, like, violent or anything. I think he was just, like,
yeah,
probably like, hitting on chicks or maybe, like, asking them out too many times.
North Hollywood, probably not. But LA Fitness in Bakersfield, he's probably killing it there.
Yeah. Bakersfield, they'd be like, I don't see what's wrong with this. But here, they're like, you're a predator.
He just moved him to a different LA Fitness.
They Catholic priested him into a different diocese. Yeah,
anyway, he's at 24-hour fitness.
By the way, the whole thing about Catholic priests, like moving a priest to a different place, is totally valid if they're not raping young boys. Like that's the only part that's wrong. The idea of like, hey, this guy's not getting along.
Hey, like and subscribe. We're gonna
hear me out. If they were just like, I don't get along with my parishioners very well, and they just move them, that's totally valid. It's just the boy rape is really the problem.
Yeah, and those words alone is going to be the YouTube problem.
Oh, my God. This is going to get no views. But
Crystal will watch it.
Crystal will watch it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell Liz to watch it. Well, I probably will tell Liz to watch it for your thing.
Halfway through, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like, start right at 50 minutes.
Start at 35.
And as soon as I say something about Catholic priests, you turn it off. There's like a 15-minute window there where I'm not being a douchebag that you're going to love. Mike, thanks for coming on the podcast. This is great, man.
Thanks for having me, man.